This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday praised Ukrainian troops for their progress over the past week in driving back Russian forces in the last week, even as Russia has tried to declare it an annexed region or annexing regions. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
In his Friday night address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reported that Ukrainian soldiers this week liberated 776 square kilometers of territory and 29 settlements in eastern Ukraine. But reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine on Friday that the city of Zaporizhia, where civilians came under Russian shelling this week, remains insecure.
The city of Zaporizhia for the moment is this kind of a concentration of internally displaced people and humanitarian organizations. And of course, it is very close to the city of Enerhodar, where the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is located, and this creates even more danger.
With the fate of the nuclear power plant a constant uncertainty, U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday said he believes Russia is edging the world toward a nuclear showdown. The White House on Friday downplayed those remarks. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Relatives collapsed in grief over the small coffins of children slain by a fired police officer who stormed a daycare center at nap time. Thailand's deadliest mass killing left virtually no one untouched in the small community, nestled among rice paddies in a poor northeastern region. Grief also gripped the rest of the country. Flags were lowered to half staff, and school children said prayers to honor the dead.